grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We're going to have a hymn. It's a real Trinity Sunday hymn. Thou whose almighty word. Absolutely love the words of that tremendous hymn, singing of God, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through the earth, far and wide, let there be light. And in this time when we're facing these dreadfully difficult challenges, that really is a good prayer. Let there be light. Let's pray. We have the collect for Trinity Sunday there on your screen. I'm going to say the words if you want to. Say them with me at home, or simply pray by hearing and repeating in your heart. That's equally good. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to hear a great reading from the Old Testament. It's going to be read for us by Phil. It's a tremendous account, and after the reading from Phil, Sidwell's going to speak to the reading and unfold some of its wonder to us. And so now let's hear from Isaiah, but through Phil.
Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judea, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the soul? His counselor has instructed him. Whom did he consult for his enlightenment? And who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Isaiah says, get up on a high mountain, O Zion. Herald the good news. Now imagine you're going up the high mountain. What do you see? It's a wonderful view, a tremendous view of God's creation. All this wonder, this majesty that we see, it's all in God's creation. But it goes on to say that, after all, today on a Sunday of Trinity, who is this God? Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not been told from the beginning? Of course, you've heard this news proclaimed in St. Anne's day in and day out, that God is the majestic God, a God who sits above the circles of the earth like a grasshopper. This is a majestic God. The God who will not leave us when we are weary. The God who will sustain us when we are weak. God of Jacob, why do you speak of Jacob instead of Israel? This is the God who is our creator, our sustainer, our help. And today, I want us to inhabit this notion of an incomparable God, a God who is not weary, a God who strengthens us, God who comforts in the times of need. Well, then we need to run, you will not run weary, and we need to run with to him whenever we need that strength. Amen.
So the God who is majestic, and yet the God who comes to us as our sustainer. This is an extraordinary thing about our faith, isn't it? That we have a God who is majestic and yet comes to bring strength. We're going to hear, I think, a very wonderful anthem. James prepares these, and the choir members all sing their various parts, and I don't know how James puts it together. One day we should hear from him about how that truly happens. But it's great, because these are words called Litany to the Holy Spirit by Robert Herrick. And it's a very intimate kind of prayer for God's sustaining power. Let's hear it now. think we're now going to hear from Stacey reading the Gospel.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
When we say the Creed in church, in St. Anne's, because we're quite traditional, we face east. And the reason we do that is it's a kind of reminder that of the resurrection dawn. That's really what it's about, the resurrection dawn. And our faith makes sense in the light of the resurrection. This is why we have that sort of ritual, that kind of action which expresses something. We did have that lovely picture of our east window earlier on in the service, so maybe you can sort of imagine that. And facing the resurrection of Christ and receiving the light and the truth of that begins to kind of fill our lives with meaning and joy. And it's in that light that we say together these words, the Apostles' Creed today. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Today we hear again an account of the ascension of Jesus Christ, but this time according to Matthew. Of course, during the Ascension Tide, we had this account from Luke, but it is good we hear it again. And thank you, Stacy. I know you had trouble connecting this morning. I was a bit worried because you were so eager to read this gospel to us today. Nevertheless, we hear the voice of Jesus, who is popularly known as a Great Commission, where Jesus Christ says, "All authority has been given to me. Go out, therefore, to preach, to teach, and to baptize, but also to make disciples." Now, if you read that verse carefully, the verb make is the main verb there. We have to make disciples. Those disciples we make by teaching them and then baptizing them. It doesn't say we should convert, because no one of us is able to convert anybody. God is the one who converts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus doesn't say this small passage, that we should go out and build beautiful churches or cathedrals or any other place of worship. He says, go out, make disciples. And that is how we can build a stronger church with faithful believers of Christ. Go out, therefore, and make disciples. Teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Great Commission, it's Jesus's encouragement to us and instructions. And of course, it's to all nations. And it's a tremendous message of inclusion, as well as an immense instruction to action. We're going to say the prayer, which you've got there. It's a Kyrie form of confession. And let's just be thoughtful and prayerful as we come to this prayer. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world and knows our every word and deed. Let us then open ourselves to the Lord and confess our sins in penitence and in faith. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Most Holy Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And so the Lord have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins. Heal us by his Spirit and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We've now come to share the peace. And if I may ask, if you please unmute yourselves once you've come to share the peace so that we can hear each other and speak to each other. And so the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And
as a sign of peace to one another.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
The response to the Lord in your mercy is hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for the many people who have contracted the coronavirus in China, the UK and other parts of the world. Bring comfort to those grieving loved ones who have died and peace to those worried, fearful, and uncertain as the virus spreads. We also pray for governments and authorities who are developing strategies to contain and deal with the virus, and those in the health service who may be risking their own lives to care for sick patients. Here in Manchester, we especially pray for the coronavirus situation and the procedures that have been put in force to try and halt its spread. Help us all to be responsible in the things that we do in our lives to prevent the spread of the virus by taking heeds of the recommended precautions and avoiding situations which may make things worse. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick will may well, come to our aid now in the midst of the spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbours from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease which knows no border. Jesus Christ, heal our fall, stay by our side in the time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal spirit. Be with the families of those who are sick and have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. We were the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and keep those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for our prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on Earth, where we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few. Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn. Persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God in three, Blessed Trinity, on this special day, we come before you to offer our praise and adoration. You are God, the Creator, giving us richly all things to enjoy. You are Christ, the Saviour of the world, made flesh, set us free. You are the Spirit of the truth and love, willing to dwell in us. You are holy and blessed, one God, eternal Trinity. Be near us, the people formed in your image, and close to the world, your love brings to life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, we pray for your church throughout the world, for those that are thriving and those which have lost the sense of direction, especially during this pandemic. We give thanks for our community and its people and gladly acknowledge all the gifts you have given us through its life. And we ask you to open wide our hearts, that we may welcome the stranger and share our faith with others. You, Lord, have chosen men and women to serve in your ministry of your church and have given them a perfect example in the person of your Son. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, in three persons, Blessed Trinity, we remember all who bear the responsibility of leadership, heads of state, ambassadors, and political advisors. We think today particularly of the leaders of the world as they and their people start to return slowly to a new normality. Let your will for our world be accomplished through the decisions they make and give them a vision of a better way of life for everyone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, we pray for peace in the world, in our communities and our families. Create in us a love for peace, not peace that is absent from struggle, nor peace that is blind to injustice, but the peace that makes whole what now is broken. As the world sees the agony of America, especially her people of color, we pray for the USA and for what the Bible calls the healing of the nations for that country. But we also pray for righteousness here and ask for your grace for the church to be a beacon of healing and wholeness in our society. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, we remember this morning those who are sick, sad or lonely, and those who are brave and patient when things are going wrong. We pray that they may be aware of your comforting presence and know that in your hands they are safe and loved. We continue to give thanks for all frontline workers as they continue to risk their lives coping with the coronavirus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, we remember before God those who have died And we pray for all those whose life is saddened by the death of a loved one. Be with them in their loneliness and let them know that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light which no darkness can quench. We especially pray for those who have died from the virus and their loved ones who were unable to attend the funerals. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, lead us into the coming week. Son of God, help us to believe that you're close to us. Spirit of God, keep us from making mistakes. Pray on God, help us never to disappoint you when we face hard decisions or difficult work. When we enjoy ourselves and have fun with others, may we know that you share these times with us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And we join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now our final hymn, our closing hymn, is a really favourite hymn of a lot of people. It's been around a long time as a hymn, but only became a popular hymn when a new tune was written for it. It's a tune called Ko Fen. It's a wonderful poem, How Shall I Sing That Majesty, which we're going to hear now, prepared for us by the choir, and we can join in from wherever we are. Great, great words. My favourite verse is the last. You may have another verse as your favourite, but let's sing it and sing it to God's glory.
Thank you.
isn't that an extraordinary hymn? I think it's amazing. The words are astonishing, and the music somehow carries it so well. I love that hymn. It's actually become one of the most popular hymns in the British Isles. We are going to have a prayer of blessing in a second, and it's a Trinitarian one, as you won't be surprised to hear that. But I want to just mention to you that we usually say, we're going to have a voluntary, go make your coffee, come back and have a chat. Well, that's okay, but the thing is, I really want to say something about the voluntary. It's a movement from what is called a trio sonata by J.S. Bach. And the trio sonatas are very, very, very difficult to play. And James gave me a bit of a poke this week for suggesting, because I did suggest this one to Simon. I usually leave it just to him, but I just thought, well, we really need something like this. He said, look, poor Simon's not been able to do a lot of rehearsing, and now you're asking him to play a trio sonata. But I've always been very confident about what Simon can play. And the trio sonatas are brilliant because they have got three melodies, if you like, playing all together. And the trio sonatas are really J.S. Bach's kind of meditation on God as Trinity. And so it's a tremendous idea, an artistic and musical, wonderful idea. But because they've got these independent melodies going on, which you, if you listen carefully, you'll certainly notice, that's what makes them very tough to play. So big thank you to Simon, who's been into church and rehearsed this and recorded it. It's from the first of the trio sonatas by Bach in E flat, and it's the first movement. But before we get there, a prayer of blessing. And this prayer is to be, I simply hope that it sort of seeps in deeply into all our lives for the weeks and the days ahead. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and in love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and in peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon each and every one of you, and remain with you always. Amen.